what a match. What a match on our hands. England's Phil Foden's left-footed curler hits the 90-degree intersection of post and crossbar and bounces out 33 minutes in to the second semifinal of the European Championships. We will not tell you the score. Don't. We'll do that at halftime, and we'll make sure you have plenty of time to run away from us as well. 3:35, we thank our friends at the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's East Side. Come for the smells. Leave with the ingredients to new recipes that will impress. And they bring us Food Dude. Let's eat. It's time to do it. Jordan Davis joins us, my great friend, who's the operations manager of the Chocolate Mousse, the host of the No Dishes podcast, and our regular on Wednesday afternoon. What's happening, buddy? How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm a dude who likes food, so I think Food Dude is pretty fitting.
Well, let's play the hits, baby. You're a DJ. You know what that means. Let's just play the hits, make everybody happy. How was your 4th of July weekend? I know we had a little weather in and out. I know you were very busy as well. Did you survive to tell about it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Went and worked the fireworks out in Ellettsville, which was absolutely bonkers. You know, last week, you were off, but I did the
Columbus, right?
Columbus, yeah. As well. Yeah, Columbus fireworks. We did Lake Lemon fireworks. We did Ellettsville fireworks. We did Food Truck Friday. We were slinging ice cream and lemon shakeups like a machine. It was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed it. It's always just good energy out at those events. People are there to have a good time.
You know, we talked about this last week, and the 4th of July was Thursday. I think I have that right?
Yeah.
The only, like, major, and I mean this major is the only one I know about, 4th of July fireworks were at Four Winds, and my family tried to go out there, and they're like, we're full. Sorry. Moose out front should have told you.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that is. I don't know. So there's an opportunity for 4th of July fireworks, it appears, if it doesn't fall on a Saturday night, that people have the appetite to do that, especially if there's not a parade to go to. We had inclement weather, obviously, on Thursday morning that wiped out the parade, which stinks. So I think everybody might have been pent up and ready to go by the end of the evening when those fireworks were ready. And I had more fireworks in my neighborhood on Friday at 11 o'clock than I did on Thursday at 11 o'clock. How does that work out?
Yeah, it's weird. Well, when we were booking the fireworks, I'm like, how do we not have fireworks that we're doing on the actual 4th? But, you know, Brown County did theirs on Saturday too. And I think the only other kind of local one was Martinsville. I believe Martinsville had fireworks actually on the 4th.
All right, well, good for them. They should make that more well known, because now with the interstate, you can get to Martinsville in about 15 minutes. That's the other.
It's nothing.
Exactly. But if you don't know, you can't go. All right, so here we are. So you sold all the ice cream. You had a bunch of fun. Saturday and Sunday were absolutely gorgeous. Now we're back to, well, it's festival season, but what's the next big thing on our calendar? Well, let's just start with tonight, shall we? Then we'll get to where you've been eating. But we don't want folks to forget about it is new. It's just started here at the end of May, and it's Food Truck Wednesday in Ellettsville.
Yeah, so we're out there every Wednesday, Marcy Jane Lewis Park. I think it's 200 South Park Street in Ellettsville. But we run from 4:30 to 8:30. We have live bands every week from 6 to 8. And always a variety of food trucks as well as chocolate mousse. We're just doing ice cream out there tonight. We're not going to have our lemon shakeups, but it's just a really, really cool venue. It's been going on for a while. We're really still trying to build up a, you know, committed following. There is some, but for us to keep this event going, we're definitely going to need, you know, a more consistent turnout. I think it's a great thing. It's every Wednesday evening. We're really consistent with it. You know, tonight you could have Bloomberger, you could have Little Bull Thai, La Poblana, Weaver's Barbecue. Usually there's a couple other trucks there as well.
And the other part is you've been hurt a couple times by weather, but there's nothing you can really do about that. You just have to, again, we just have to keep making people aware. And when the weather is as perfect as it is today, it is a great night to sit in the park. You got tunes playing out there this evening as well?
Yeah, the Lowlanders. They're a really great band. They're going to be playing from 6 to 8.
Oh, even better. I'll get home before dark, kids. It'll be easy to do. Jordan Davis, the host of the No Dishes podcast, the operations manager at the Chocolate Mousse and the organizer of food trucks here here and around town. Well, Friday, we had fireworks last week, and I know somebody will shoot them off again this week. But Food Truck Friday, 87, another gorgeous forecast, another just lovely summer day. We get started at Switchyard Park Fridays at 11 a.m.
Yeah, 11 to 9 at Switchyard Park. It's absolutely free to attend. This week, the live music is part of the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Summer Concert Series. So there will be a beer garden, and you have the Johnny P. Trio and the Splattertones playing. Starts off at 5:15 and goes until 9. And then for the food trucks, we've got Peely's Party Taco, Bloom Burger, Kebab on Wheels, Planted, Rasta Pops, Uno Mas, Little Bull Thai, Doner Kebab, La Poblana, Weaver's Barbecue, Arepa Burger, and, of course, the Chocolate Mousse.
Well, that makes me hungry already. And 11 to 9 gives you plenty of time to get out there, whether it's lunch, a little happy hour, or evening time when the music gets started as well. So that's always going to be fun. I don't want to look ahead too much ahead, but next Thursday is another big concert series. It's the Thursday night concert series. I'm going to bring Mike McAfee on with us next week, try to get him on the air to see what else is happening in July before we all have to run back to school on August 7th. But just like Food Truck Wednesday, just like Food Truck Friday, the Thursday night concert series will have, it's free. You do not need a ticket. You do not have to pay to park, but you'll have the trucks out there and a beverage garden as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a great lineup of trucks. I don't have it handy.
Not important. We'll talk about next week. We'll talk about the exact trucks next week. But I just want people to know they can grab food out there and grab some beverages while this is all going on.
Yeah, and it's National Touring Acts. Visit Bloomington puts a lot of money into putting these on in collaboration with Parks and Rec. But, yeah, food trucks, beer garden, and two national touring bands over there, and it's free to attend. So really really great deal that Visit Bloomington's putting on.
And that's next Thursday. So, yes, next week we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I haven't even got to the weekend next weekend of what's going on. So there's always something happening. You can always help us out with, and take a look at our friends at visitbloomington.com if you're looking for things to do as well, or just listen to us every Wednesday just after 3:30. Jordan Davis is our guest. The Olive Leaf is our sponsor. The Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's East Side brings you Jordan here on Wednesday afternoon. And I've just popped onto the Facebook, and if it's not on Facebook, well, it never happens, number one. Who's frying ice cream, buddy? What's going on here? You didn't mention anything about this last week, and all of a sudden I've got fried ice cream in my lap. What's happening here?
I know. I forgot to give you the glass in the afternoon exclusive. I should have done it. La Charreta, we just had their operations manager on the podcast, Juan Guerra, super cool guy, really interesting story, immigrated from Venezuela in his early 30s, left a really good job with GM down there to come up here and wash dishes and sell slices of pizza outside of Rockets, worked his way up to now being a partner in this business, overseeing 6 restaurants. And I talked with them, and, you know, they're like, hey, we're trying to try some business. I was like, hey, well, I think you do fried ice cream. Let's get chocolate mousse in there, fry up some chocolate mousse ice cream. We'll help you promote it. And I've always loved Lacha. You know, it's one of those places you can go get 2 a la carte chicken burritos for like $8, and it fills you up along with all the chips and salsa. We're frying up, or they're frying up, our homemade vanilla and chocolate ice cream. They're drizzling, they're putting in this like cinnamon sugar dusted like taco bowl, and then caramel and chocolate drizzle, whipped cream. I have not even tried it myself yet. But I'm really looking forward to it. It looks absolutely incredible.
Well, if you need any guinea pig help, I know a guinea pig that can help you. Ice cream and everything else that goes along with that. When does that hit the menu at La Charreta?
It's there. You can go right now and order it.
Well, what are we doing here?
I don't know. You want to go remote? Let's go.
Pick me up, dog. Let's. What's the old Blues Brothers line? We got a half pack of cigarettes and a full tank of gas. Let's go. Jordan Davis is our guest today. No Lemon Shake-Ups Day. How's everybody's arms? Everybody's arms okay? Or have you created your own machine yet to shake the lemon even faster? Or is lemon shake-up season, now that the Monroe County Fair, is it over? How long does lemon shake-up season go, buddy?
Yeah, so, I mean, we do them at Food Truck Friday every single week. We'll run it through the end of October. We've got it down to a science. We're making them right. Some places you do a lemon shake-up and it's a pre-mix. We're doing it all in front of you. We got a little hydraulic press that squeezes all that juice out of the lemon. We're putting a full lemon, or if they're small, we'll put 2 full lemons in there, a cup of sugar, water, ice, And then we have a machine that does shake it up, but halfway through the Ellettsville fireworks, you know, event before they started, the machine broke. So I did start shaking them by hand. And we did about 300 lemon shakeups in a little over 3 hours. It was absolutely bonkers, but it was fun. It was a good time, and I got a workout in.
Yeah, the shake weight. That's what you need in the off season to get ready. Get
I wonder
ready
why
for
people
it.
Were looking at me weird.
Well, because you're so buff now. That's why.
Yeah, that's it.
You're like Sylvester Stallone from Over the Top, getting ready to battle Blaster in the arm wrestling. That's Kenny Loggins. Meet me halfway across the sky, in case you're wondering on that soundtrack. You're not. That's fine. Jordan Davis is here. We're having fun. We're talking about food. Happy hour. It started on July 1st. We kind of talked a little bit about it last week, just in waves. But now that is the official doohickey. Well, a lot of people are putting things out there to entice customers, whether it's from 3 to 5, 3 to 6, the first 2 hours are open, or whatever it is. Have you had a chance yet to get out and sample some of these?
No. But I've seen, you know, Heartwork Brewing is doing one. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Lenny's is. But people are taking advantage, and it's great to see, because, I mean, it's such an old, outdated law. So it's really nice that Indiana's kind of gotten with the times, and it helps support small businesses. You know, they can drive traffic during their slower times with great deals that also benefits the consumer.
It does benefit the consumer, and it does help in the quieter times during the week. And sometimes you have trouble getting people to work at those times because there isn't a lot to do. Well, this can help with it. And as you know, I try to keep my antenna up, and I walk. I went to Yogi's right across the street here from the old studio. What was that? Last Wednesday. Because we didn't have a show. You and I went on Tuesday instead. And the heck, they were out 90% of their stuff. So either they didn't order a ton, or they had a great response for it. So that's exciting. I've seen some other places, and I'm never going to tell anybody how to run their business. But if you're taking a dollar off a martini that's $13 is now $12, that's not getting me in the door.
No.
But I've seen that at some places, and I'm not, again, I'm not going to pull the names out and do that. But that's not happy. That's not even an hour. It's just a dollar off. I mean, that's an hour free parking. You got to give me something. You got to give me something that you either don't have on the menu, or you're trying out, that you want me to try out, or you have to do something to differentiate yourself from everybody else that's doing happy hour. So we're just trying. All we do on this program is we try to help people. That's all we're doing. And if you take it as criticism, it's fine. Yes, your baby is ugly. There, I said it right to your face. But that's the whole point. Don't sit around from 3 to 6 and wonder why nobody shows up when you take a dollar off a $15 drink and wonder why they're not knocking your doors over. That's silly.
Yeah, I mean, we've done the same thing at the Chocolate Moose, where if we do a special, it's
make it special.
It's 50% off. It's dollar Coney dogs, and then they're normally $5.75. Like, you've got to make it something that actually moves the needle to where people are choosing to come to you over, you know, the plethora of other places that they could pick.
Absolutely. And if you're located at perhaps a downtown establishment in a very high trafficked area, people, you know what it is? If you have 7 people that come in every day from 3 to 6 and you're taking a dollar off their drink, just buy them a drink. Do it that way. But again, everybody's going to go try you. And there's a lot of folks that will go once, and if they have to park and they don't like to do that, and they don't like to do this or that and the other, and then they find out you're only giving them a dollar off something that's $9, that's the 10% coupon's not getting me out of bed in the morning. It's not gonna do it.
Nope.
So there we go.
At least 25.
What's going on at the Fairfax Inn Old Property? All kinds of things. Have you seen this?
Yeah. So I'm trying.
What can you tell me about? It's called the Rusted Anchor.
So it's the owners. They used to own the Steel Horse Saloon down in Judah. Yep. And then they own the Twisted Tea, which is over there at the Hoosier Putthole. It's underneath Fat Daddy's Barbecue. And they've reopened the Fairfax Inn under a new name. And I don't know if it's open to the public yet, but I know they did some type of soft opening.
That's what I saw as well. It's called the Rusted Anchor.
Yeah, there it is.
The Rusted Anchor. So that's going to be half of the building, and the other half is going to be Fat Daddy's Barbecue.
Yeah, Rusty Anchor Lakeside Saloon.
There you have it. So they'll handle the alcohol, and Fat Daddy's is going to handle the food at what it looks like in today's HT from Carol Kugler. So if you're wondering what is brewing down there, well, you've got two different folks doing – well, it's not different. It's just one's going to handle the booze, and one's going to handle the food.
That's great. I love that's a match made in heaven.
And if you're down by the lake this summer, well, I'm glad they got their doors open because, you know, lake season doesn't it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, yeah, perfect timing. I'm excited to go check it out. I've had Fat Daddy's barbecue before. It's phenomenal. And speaking of doing good specials, they do good specials. They do cheap pork sliders. They do cheap wings. You just got to look at what day of the week it is and see what the special is.
Yeah, inexpensive, not cheap. Inexpensive. That's the
affordable.
Well, that's what it has to be. And that heck, I you know who isn't doing Taco Tuesday? That's great. Get involved with that. You can really bounce around in Bloomington if you look and find out, and you can find some great deals on a lot of things that are going on. Where have you been eating? Let's get to the important stuff.
Yeah. So the last 2 days, I did back to back butter chicken lunches. I did Taste of India and India Garden. They're surprisingly different. I ordered pretty much the same thing. I did butter chicken for both of them. And then for Taste of India, I did their Kareem Naan, which has like ground lamb.
Oh.
And then in India Garden, I just did the, you know, kind of standard garlic naan. I will say I felt I should have known better, especially in my role as the food dude. But I called in a carryout order to Taste of India on a Monday instead of just going over there and making a box at the buffet.
Right. So rookie move.
That was
rookie mistake.
Rookie. Yeah. I'm going to admit it though. I'm going to admit when I screw up.
Got to eat it sometimes. You ate it. You just didn't have enough to, you could slam in that box, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got a lot of food, but I could have done a little sampler. I could have done a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it would have been, I ended up dropping like over $20 before tip. Just on the butter chicken and the naan. So I could have saved a little bit of money, got a more variety of food. But the butter chicken itself, again, I had India Garden yesterday and it was good. But that Taste of India butter chicken is, it's the best I've ever had. It's phenomenal.
Well, there you go. Jordan Davis is the expert. No one eats out more than he does. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Prove it. Prove it. He's got a list. What do you got? What's on that list?
I got pictures for days.
What else you been eating, buddy?
So a place I hadn't been to in a while, went over to Mr. Hibachi.
No! Speaking of buffet classics.
Yeah, I went there Monday night. Man, what a treat that place is. I hadn't been in a while. I was over on the east side. Where do we want to eat? Go to Mr. Hibachi, load up on the crab rangoon, the General Tso's chicken, the peanut chicken, the crispy chicken, all the chickens. And then they've got this brownie. It's like a brownie chocolate cake hybrid. Put a piece of that in a napkin to go. So
yep.
I don't encourage that, but I did it and it was great.
I dropped a fortune cookie, so that takes their attention away. Then I smuggle it into my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna make or break them. But yeah, the food's great, service is great. And yeah, I don't think we've talked about Mr. Hibachi in a long time.
Oh, we haven't. That's one of my favorite winter places when I'm adding, not subtracting. When you're bulking. Well, you know what? Hot lunch in the wintertime, it hits different, man. And if you get a hot lunch in the winter, that's good. Now, I'm not saying I don't eat hot lunch in the summertime, but more likely to do so to have a little hot and sour soup, have a little fresh rolled sushi. I even have a salad there because the salad bar is extensive. So Mr. Hibachi on the east side, don't forget about that. You know what the best thing about Mr. Hibachi is? And I have kids, and I know you don't, and that's not where I'm going with this. If you have hungry, you walk in and you eat. You don't wait for anything. Go get your plate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shovel it in. You're ready to go.
You're hitting the ground running. You literally go sit down, put your drink order in, or like I don't even sit down. I'll just stand there, put my drink order in, and go
I'm
start
gone.
Loading up.
Yeah, I hope it's. I'll race you. See who gets back first. What else are you eating, buddy? Let's go. My buddy Chris.
Yes.
My buddy Colton. My buddy Chris Bailey had a birthday yesterday. I'll remind everybody that you get your percent off your birthday. Our friends at Mother Bear's. Now, it's just your food. It's not the entire. You can't bring 80 people in there and say, hey, you know, grandma's 109. Let's get the 109% discount. You owe me $20. That's not
how
it works.
Yeah. We'd like the 9% back, please.
Yeah, exactly. A rebate. A rebate from Pete.
Yeah, Mother Bear's. I love that they do that. That's great. And it's probably my favorite pizza, too. It's so good. And when talking about brownies, their brownies are phenomenal. But yeah, went out, speaking of the East Side, went out to the Cabin. They had live music there on Sunday night. My buddy's band Catalpa played. They're fantastic. Played really well. They do like a $5 cheeseburger special.
$5. I heard that. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a full-size burger. I'm telling you, if you have never eaten at the Cabin, get your butt out there. It is, the portion sizes are huge. It's extremely affordable, reasonably priced, and it's delicious. They season everything properly. It tastes like it should. I actually bypassed the burger, and they did a $10 fried chicken dinner.
Oh!
And it was excellent. It was so good. Mashed potatoes and gravy. You get your dinner roll. You get your green beans. And you get really good fried chicken.
Bye. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. See ya.
Deuces.
See ya. We had their food at a wedding last fall, and they catered the wedding, and it was that was the key there. Just like with everybody else, check their times on their website to make sure you don't drive all the way over there on 446 like you're going to the lake, and you catch a closed day. It's summer; people have weird hours. Make sure you do that.
Yeah, because I was back out there again on Monday when we went to Mr. Bocci and they were closed. So, yeah, you'll, but when they're open, you'll be very happy.
Oh, that's what you got to do. All right, one more before we got to let you go here. We know you're busy and we got to get to Joe Smith reports. What else stood out from your list of devouring Bloomington here in the last 10 days?
Yeah, so there's a new Filipino food truck in town. And I forgot that we didn't do last week, so I only went back to last Wednesday as far as where I've been. But, it's called Top Notch Filipino. It's a American Filipino fusion. I did this carne frita, just this, like, marinated beef with white rice and this really good kind of accoutrement that's, like, I described it to as a friend of a mix between, like, coleslaw and kimchi almost. That really added a nice little kick and flavor to it. Jeff. Who's the owner over there. It's him and his wife. He quit his day job. They're going all in on this food truck. It's really great food. The menu is a lot different than Pinoy Garden. So I think that there's plenty of room for both of them. And we're really blessed to have two great Filipino food trucks here in Bloomington.
Yeah, don't worry about that, folks. There's 50 Mexican restaurants. There's 38 Thai places. Everybody will be okay. Everybody, heck, at one point, Joella's Chicken was across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken, which was across the street from Chick-fil-A. We're going to make it. Everything's going to be okay. Capitalism will sort itself out. And Jordan is here every Wednesday to freshen up your menu and figure out where, hey, well, maybe you haven't been to these places. Well, take a time, stop by, say hi. Summertime's always a great time to get and help our local folks as well. Great job, buddy. Congratulations on your new fried ice cream at La Charreta. We'll do it again next week.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks so much for having me on, Glass.
That's my pal, Jordan Davis, the host of the No Dishes podcast, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. Food Dude, let's eat. Brought to you this afternoon by the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's East Side. We'll thank the Olive Leaf. Joe Smith reports next.